All right. Consideration of a resolution delegating authority to the chair to serve as a hearing officer for specific hearings, including enforcement cases, or otherwise designate another board member to serve as the hearing officer for specific hearings, including enforcement cases. Ms. Coleman.
Ms. Olson, staff counsel, is going to introduce the item for you.
Thanks, Kat. This is Samantha Olson, your staff counsel. Chair Hales and members of the board, what you have before you in item 10 is a resolution that improves the efficiency and consistency of the administration of certain enforcement hearings. It doesn't happen a lot in this region, but in some enforcement cases, particularly lengthy ones or controversial ones, the functions of the water board staff are separated so that you will have certain staff that serve in a prosecutorial role and other staff that will, and they will bring evidence before the board, and then you have other staff that will help advise the board in deciding the matter. In 2006, the State Water Board created the Office of Enforcement to help assist staff in bringing these cases to you. So this resolution does two things. Basically, it appoints a standing panel of three board members or more that are able to conduct one of these hearings, and allows the chair to designate the members of that panel. How panel hearings are conducted is that the panel takes in all the evidence and then would come back to the full regional board with a proposed order. The second thing that the resolution does is acknowledge inherent authorities and specifically designate to the chair the ability to act as a presiding officer for the purpose of conducting certain pre-hearing actions that need to be done. For example, pre-hearing conferences, it's explicitly allowed in the water code. So this is just really making it patently clear that the chair has that authority to do that and may also designate that responsibility to another board member in the event that he is absent. That's what it is.
Board member questions?
Well, I just had one. I wanted to clarify that this would replace any past authorizations this board has had on the subject. And the only other thing is I want to say I think it's a tremendous proposal. It fits in with a tight budget. It fits in with quorum problems, and it fits in with timely justice. And then the area of procedures on discovery ahead of time on some of the major contentious disputes, that was exercised. This board is inherent authority to properly manage its affairs. However, to have it explicitly stated, I think, is sound policy.
Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion to adopt resolution number R1-2011-0022.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries.